This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun
on a Wednesday. But much, much, much more important than a Wednesday. All right. You may think, oh, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's this or that. No, 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 no. No, you need to put a smile on your face because today is a great day. Probably a national holiday, but not officially recognized yet, but a great day. I mean, look, I certainly don't want to be the one to bring this up, so let me just read a couple quick emails here real quick to start out the show. Keep in mind tonight, I should let you know, there are not going to be any guests. There are not going to be any phone calls. I guess I could have a last-minute guest, but I doubt it. You never know. Sometimes my friends check in. We're going to talk about Ray Epps and the feds and what the feds have done and why the feds are doing it. We're going to talk about a New York City real estate developer. He's a crook, and I'm kind of cheering for him. And I know that's bad, but I'll explain in just a minute. You're not going to believe why a trans woman in New Jersey had to get transferred. We have a hard talk about people you let around your kids and I let around my kids. Bunch of emails. We're going to make fun of Joe Biden, climate change, death cult stuff. It's going to be a blast, but I thought, in honor of today and what today is, because I believe in paying respect where it's due, I'll start out with a couple emails. This one says, oh, humble, handsome, and another year wiser, great oracle. After extensive research and hours of congressional investigations, it's come to my attention that July 20th is the day in which the earth was graced with your excellence. With this secret knowledge, I would just like to wish you a happy birthday. Even though you would never publicly acknowledge such a moment, momentous day. That's right, I wouldn't, but I'm glad you did. I thought you would just like to a little reminder of how lucky we are to be able to listen to your words on a regular basis. Love the show. Hope you enjoy your birthday. Remember, freedom isn't free, and buenas tardes. He says I can say his name.
Tim, you know, freedom is not free.
It's not free. And I'm glad he brought up that I wouldn't bring it up, and I wouldn't bring it up. But thank you, Tim, for your birthday wishes. I have another one here, and this will be the last one of these I read, and then we'll get into the show. But I thought this was so odd and so fascinating at the same time. And Do you ever have these moments where you feel extra stupid? I mean, we all have moments where we feel stupid. I mean, who knows what it's like for Chris? It's got to be a nightmare. But we all have moments. Chris, that's not very nice. But we all have moments where we feel stupid. But sometimes, man, that really gets ramped up. You tell me if you can follow along with this. This guy must have an IQ of 10,000. Jesse, in the Charlton Heston movie, Ben-Hur, great movie, by the way, Judah Ben-Hur was rower number 41 in the ship's galley. Ramming speed, he says. Look, I got emailed this. You're going to have to walk through this with me. Congratulations on the start of another prime year. I don't know what that means, a prime year. You said prime number, Chris? What's a prime number? Is this algebra? You know I don't do well with algebra, Chris. Anyway, he goes on to say, you are 101001 binary, 51 octal, and 29 hexadecimal. In the coming year, you can celebrate the following milestones. Look, you're going to have to walk with me. You stay right there. Keep your finger off the dial. If I have to walk through this, you're walking through this with me. 15,000 days on August 14th. At the time of day you were born, that's also 360,000 hours. You know what? It goes on. There's a lot of this, but he finishes it by saying, I realize you don't want anyone to make a big deal out of your birthday. I figured I'd send this anyway. Hope you have a great day. May the peace of Jesus be with you. Didn't say I can use his name, but brother, you have an IQ that is way, way beyond mine. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what this guy's talking about either.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer, and why I can't for the longest time. Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about at all? Joe Biden just regularly makes up entire parts of his life. No, you know why you have cancer? This is why you have cancer.
Hey, tap into good health. I never head out without my New York City tap water. Hot outside. I urge every New Yorker to drink up. Tap water is the best.
You know what I used to do for a living? Look, we're going to get into this January 6th conspiracy theory stuff and the trans prisoner that had to get... We're going to get into all this stuff, and there's a bunch of climate change stuff tonight, but you do know what I used to do for a living, right? The kind of construction my family did, my dad did, and his dad before him. We didn't build houses or road work, although I've done some road work as part of the job. We did underground infrastructure work. Pump stations and things like that, but mainly it was water and sewer line. So if your city needed a brand new water line from this point to that point, they would put out a contract for bid, and contractors would get together and bid on it, and generally the low bidder would win that, and we would have to go out and we'd have to put in water and sewer line. Now, just giving you a little heads up, water line is pressurized. Okay, so you're going to have a pump station somewhere of some kind pushing the water all the different places you want it to go. Sometimes sewer runs on gravity, but I don't want to bore you with the details. That doesn't matter. But a water line, you have to dig down. I had to dig down. Big old trench. Not me personally. We had operators. But dig down, and I was down there in the ditch where all the crappy jobs were, and they had to set the water line down. And then you had to make sure it's hooked up, this pipe was hooked up appropriately to the next pipe. And then you had to make sure it had the appropriate amount of bedding underneath it so it was sitting there right. And then you had to have bedding over the top of it. And then you had to push all the dirt back in. And look, eventually you fill up that trench and it looks as good as new. Oftentimes it was in the road, right? So then you not only have to fill the trench, you have to pave over the trench and whatnot. And then when you're done with all this, you have to test water lines. You have to test them for a couple of different things. One, you have to test and see if they hold pressure. You basically seal one end off, and then you seal the other end off, and then you push a bunch of water in there up to a certain pressure, and they have to hold pressure for a certain length of time. What's the point of that? They have to make sure you didn't put in a water line with leaks. You can roll a gasket. You can have, if you didn't bed the top of the water line, a rock can come in and bust it. They have to test it for leaks. And you also have to disinfect it. They will test it. You have to essentially put bleach, for lack of a better way to put it, into the water line to make sure all the bacteria is killed. And you have to do all these tests. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is this. Do you have any idea how old most of the water you drink it really is? And I shouldn't say the water itself is old. You have any idea the age of every pipe that carries your water for you out of the tap? Because look, let me see. The easiest way I can explain this is this. It starts big and it gets small by the time it gets to you. Somewhere there's a gigantic water main. We'll call it a main line out there. Big old fat line. It's blowing a bunch of water through it. And it will have branches off of it, smaller water lines. This will head down to this city block, and this will head down to this city block. But even those get pared down even less, and that gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And soon, it has to be so small, it's only going to be an inch or two, and it's pushing water outside of your faucet. Look, we do have clean water in this country. There's no question about it, but do you have any idea how bad the drinking water is in so many places, especially old places out there? That's one. Two, it causes cancer, Joe Biden says about the oil. You know what causes cancer? Every daggone thing. That's why we all have cancer, and we're all going to get cancer. All right. I know that was a little different. We're going to talk about a January 6th conspiracy and a New Jersey prisoner that had to be transferred. This will be very interesting in what an anti-truth world we live in. All that's coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's also talk about the fact that you can't walk two city blocks without getting stabbed. It's a dangerous world now. I don't have to explain to you the depths of the mental health crisis we're in. It's really, really bad. So as bad as crime already is, it gets worse as mental health gets worse and as the economy gets worse. Remember, economy gets worse, crime goes up. I don't pull out my cell phone in public anymore because it's so dangerous. I keep my eyes open. I'm looking around. Coming to from the studio, I'm looking around. Going in the grocery store, I'm looking around. Do you have something that will stop a bad guy in your physical possession? If you do not, even if you do, go get a Hero gun, a non-lethal gun from Hero. It shoots pepper balls. Anyone can use it. You can hate guns. That's fine. It has a laser sight. You point and squeeze. When it hits them with these pepper balls, it hurts. It engulfs them in this chemical pepper cloud. They go down. You survive. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Sheriff John Brown always hated me.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a national holiday, also known as what, Chris? Also known as Jesse Kelly's birthday. I believe that should go officially into the record. But let's set all that stuff aside for a little bit and let's talk about something I really don't like talking about, but gosh, the New York Times. The New York Times really truly is a wretched, treasonous publication. Have you ever heard of the Holodomor? You have because you listen to the show, but the Holodomor, no, I'm not going to go into the details of it. It was when Stalin and the Soviet Union, they took over Ukraine, and Stalin decided to starve all of them to death. That's when parents were eating their kids and things like that. It's real, real light, fluffy stuff, just terrible stuff. You know, the New York Times was involved in covering that up, right? I'm not making that up. While parents were eating their children, the New York Times very sympathetic to communism then and now, was telling the world that nothing was going on and everything was hunky-dory. The New York Times covered up the Holodomor for Stalin. Look up Walter Duranty if you'd like some more information on things like that. He won a Pulitzer for that work. So the New York Times, let's just settle on this, is a horrendous publication. Absolutely treasonous. There's no question about it. It is a danger to the United States of America. The New York Times is. Which is so interesting because I woke up and I read this on my birthday in the New York Times. Headline, How Ray Epps Became the Victim of a January 6th Conspiracy Theory. Why would the New York Times be printing some? Of course, it's the New York Times. They always think they're more self-important. They always think they're more important than they are and more interesting than they are. I swear the article is like 10,000 words. I'm not even kidding. Some idiot wrote some article that is so long no one would read it. But all that aside, why would the New York Times write some 90,000-word article defending some Trump supporter? It's so weird. Why would they do some puff piece on a Trump supporter named Ray Epps? That is interesting. Boy, I'm glad you asked the question. Chris, I believe we have some audio of Mr. Epps. This audio you're about to hear, it's taken the day before January 6th. So let me do the math. That was January 5th. So this audio you're going to hear is January 5th. And January 6th, you're going to hear Mr. Epps talk about how everyone needs to go inside of the Capitol. If you watch the video, a video we will link on our social media accounts if you'd like. It's a very, what's that word all the smart people use? Illuminating. It's a very illuminating video. That's such a great word, Chris. I'm going to mix that in a lot more now. What? Anyway, you'll see him lean in at one point on January 6th. And whisper in one gentleman's ear. The second he's done whispering in the guy's ear, the man charges through the barricades. Ray Epps, laughing, turns and walks away from the Capitol. Why would the New York Times be so interested in puffing up such a man?
We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
Why would they write a puff piece on Ray Epps? I'm glad you asked. You see, January 6th, it was, well, it doesn't really matter what you think it was. I'm here to tell you January 6th was done by the federal government. I'm now completely convinced of it. Why do I say these things? Am I just some crazy conspiracy theorist out there trying to gin up outrage? Well, you know where Ray Epps is right now? Oh, I can't actually tell you where he is, but I do know where he isn't. He's not in jail, which is so weird because there are so many political prisoners still in this country from January 6th who are rotting in jail, people who did far less than Ray Epps, and Ray Epps is doing these things on camera. Not only is Ray Epps not in jail, Ray Epps isn't even on the FBI's radar. But wait, there's more. We have audio. I actually don't have it on me right now. I'm sure Chris and the boys can dig it up. But there is audio of the FBI being asked by Congress, hey, were there federal agents involved in January 6th? Did you have federal agents in the crowd telling people to go inside of the Capitol on January 6th? Now, if I was to ask you, oh, you have it, Chris, already? Oh, yeah, please play it.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, on the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day.
Now, are you starting to understand what I say? The federal government did January 6th. Hey, Chris, let me ask you something. Are you a Fed? Wow, that's such an easy question to answer. Chris, were you in the Capitol on January 6th? Why did she say no comment? You know why she said no comment. She said no comment because the feds and the FBI were there whipping people up into a frenzy and pushing people to go in. Why did the New York Times run a 9,000-word puff piece on some guy you've never heard of before? Because Ray Epps is so obviously involved in this in some way. It's on videotape. It's on videotape. Why is this guy not in jail with the other January 6th political prisoners? Why? Well, let's not be naive. We all know why. Now, why would the federal government do something like January 6th? What would be their motivation? I'm glad you asked. I'll answer in a second.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a Jesse Kelly birthday Wednesday, Chris. So again, Jesse, did you encourage anyone to go into the Capitol on January 6th? No. Jesse, are you a Fed? No. Jesse, did you push any violence on January 6th? No. You see how how easy it is to answer these very, very simple questions? The FBI got called in front of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and these are very, very simple questions to answer. Why did they answer them like this?
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, on the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals is Mr. Epps, identifying, offering cash rewards for information leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. Ms. Sadburn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Now, do you think I'm crazy? When I tell you the federal government did January 6th, now do you think I'm crazy? Am I one of these conspiracy theory loons? That's not me talking. That's a United States senator interviewing on camera someone from the FBI. But that brings us to the question of why. And don't worry, I'm going to get to this New York City real estate developer I'm rooting for here in a minute. Why? Why would the federal government do January 6th? Why would they encourage people to walk into the Capitol when they shouldn't be in the Capitol? And why would they do such a thing? Well, what have I told you about how the people in charge view you? Remember right now, and I'm not changing the subject, just stay with me a minute. Right now, people are being destroyed at the gas pump. They're being destroyed. Their energy prices, the power bills, the people are being wrecked by this. Here is what the federal government, this is Gina McCarthy, climate advisor to Joe Biden. This is what she has to say about energy prices crushing you.
He's going to make it clear that just because Congress couldn't get it done, he is going to move forward with every power available to him to make the change and the shift to clean energy.
While you're being destroyed, they're going full steam ahead. Why? What does this have to do with January 6th? Remember, the people in charge, the people who run the country, business leaders, Democrats, some Republicans, things like the FBI, IRS, NSA, CIA, the people who run the country, they view you, freedom-loving Americans. You are the problem. You are the issue. It's not high gas prices. It's you. It's not open borders. It's you. Why won't you eat bugs? Why won't you live in a pod? Why won't you stop complaining about them flooding the country with illegal immigrants? Why won't you give up your car? Why won't you set your AC to 85? Why are you so interested in speaking freely instead of speaking with the words they want you to use? The people in charge think you are the problem. All of the leaders of the West have three things in common. They all, every one of them, they don't love their country. None of them are connected to the real world. And third, they believe they should rule as kings and queens. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. Why would the federal government push January 6th, do January 6th? Why would Nancy Pelosi reject Donald Trump's request for National Guard troops for extra security? Why? Because the leaders of the West believe the limits on their power are what's holding back society. They despise those limits. You, the freedom-loving American, you're the reason for those limits. Limits, rest assured, virtually every Democrat in this country would hand over every power to them without a moment of hesitation to make them dictators. Therefore, you, the freedom-loving American, you are the problem. You are the one holding back the country. You are the one holding back the world. And they need to find a way to use their power against you. How can they do such a thing? Well, they can foment a little mini insurrection and make you out to be a domestic terrorist. Not only did they get to lock up several of the people they despise, many of whom still locked up. Some, by the way, I bet you didn't know this. This is courtesy of my friend Julie Kelly. Did you know some of these people are forced to stand in front of the judge? The judge is forcing them to stand up and say the election wasn't stolen? What kind of banana republic stuff is that? You're now being forced to acknowledge things you don't believe? Why? They want to intimidate you into silence. They want to make sure you're afraid. They want to make you out to be some domestic terrorist, white nationalist. Oh, it doesn't matter what color you actually are. These people, they are only interested in turning the power of the federal government against their political opponents. And because the federal government, the FBI, CIA, NSA, all these people, because they're now full of activist Democrats, they're more than happy to oblige Democrats when they try to make being a Republican a crime. Why would the feds do January 6th? They did January 6th. So they could make you into a political prisoner, the same as every single other communist regime in the history of mankind. Remember, at a time where we are already in a recession, it's almost undoubtedly going to be a great recession. I say it's going to be a flat-out depression. These people are looking at everything happening right now, and they're busy hitting the gas on all the destructive policies that are wrecking us. Why would they be doing such a thing? Because these people don't have any intention of giving back power, and they certainly don't have any intention of lowering your gas prices. They do have every intention, though, of seizing as much money and power for themselves and ruling over you as kings and queens. And if they have to use the FBI to do that, they'll use the FBI to do that. And clearly the FBI is more than happy to oblige. I don't care if it makes you uncomfortable. That's a fact. Now, let's talk about a New York City real estate developer I'm cheering for. And a New Jersey prisoner had to be transferred. You're going to find this so interesting as to why. Plus, we'll get to a bunch of emails, much more tonight coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Need you to do me a favor for my birthday. I need you to promise me you'll be healthier 1 year from now than you are right now. I have made that commitment this morning. I am going to be in better shape a year from now than I am now. I mean, I'm not in bad shape, but it ain't great. I'm a little soggy around the midsection. Are you taking your male vitality stack from Chalk yet, fellas? Ladies, are you taking your female vitality stack? Are you pouring the lit powder in your smoothies in the morning? Remember, estrogens are in the water now. They're in the plastics. We already talked about tap water earlier. They're in there. Boost your testosterone levels by 20% in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you get stronger, better sleep, more focus. Go to chok.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Chok.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to this New York City real estate developer, Dana Carvey, if you're older, you'll remember Dana Carvey. I remember Dana Carvey very well. I know we have a bunch of young kids who listen to the show won't remember him at all. He was Garth from Wayne's World. He was hilarious on Saturday Night Live. What he used to do, that was back when Saturday Night Live was funny. What he used to do was impressions of politicians. And since comedy's all broken now, it's all full of communists, all they do is make fun of Republicans, so it's not funny anymore. Credit to Dana Carvey for getting up and doing a real good one of Joe.
But Biden came out as a really sleepy, sweet grandpa, and he was like, he's always repeating this story, you know. Yeah, I went to Scranton, I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. My dad lost his job. No joke. I'm not kidding around here. No human being in the world thinks that's a joke. Nobody. Is anybody? I lost his job. And then, you know, my dad, like, didn't even do the number thing. Number one, the one part. Number two, what the guy said. Number three, you know the drill. Come on. No, we don't.
That's pretty good. All right. You ever root for the bad guy? I'll be honest, I don't want to. Sometimes I do, though. And I don't know why I do this. I don't know what makes me root for the bad guy. But all right, here's the headline. A Brooklyn real estate developer allegedly vanished with over $4 million of his client's money. Now, I will clarify, this actually is a sad story because it's putting a group of 20 Asian families, they're at risk now of being booted. I've always been fascinated by this aspect of something like this. So, yeah, I mean, he's a bad human being. I do hope they catch him. But let's say you had $4 million. You have to go on the run. Do you think you would know how to go on the run? And where would you go on the run? Chris, do you think you could pull it off? That's right. You have $4 million, Chris. You think you could figure it out? That's the problem. Could you figure it out? And I've walked in the slightly darker side of life from time to time in my existence. So it's not exactly like I'm some choir boy over here. I don't know. Where do you go get a fake passport for one? Because you got to get out of the country. If you run off with $4 million, you got to get out of the country. Let's game plan this. Sorry, I know this is a little unorthodox. We'll get back to politics in a minute. I want to know how to go on the lam. All right. Fake passport. You need some criminals for that. But where do you go get the kind of criminals who would know how to have a fake passport? Maybe a biker bar? Maybe a biker bar? Bikers are criminals, Chris. What? Chris said, what do you need a passport for? Just drive down to Mexico. No, see, you're so stupid, Chris. Listen to me. I know how to go on the lam. All right, lam Jesse. This is me. If you go to Mexico and hide out in Mexico, they're going to catch you. Have you ever heard of John Roberts, Chris? All right, you know what? Everyone pull up a chair. The show's already gone off the rails. It's my birthday. I can do whatever I want on my birthday, including drive the show off the rails. So we're going to do a little history. You know what the cocaine cowboys were? You know who they were? You don't know that either? Okay. In the 70s, cocaine took off. It absolutely took off in popularity globally and certainly took off in the United States of America. This is the time where the Medellin, Colombia, the Medellin drug cartels under Pablo Escobar and the Ochoa brothers, they figured out that cocaine was huge. They were already criminals and smugglers of marijuana and things like that, but they figured out cocaine was going to be huge. America has an absurd appetite for it. And we need to figure out how to get mass quantities of this from Colombia to America because America has so much money, they'll pay inhuman amounts of money to snort a little booger sugar up their nose. So they began this massive operation. It got them tremendously wealthy, but I'm not going to focus on the Pablo Escobar side of it. The American side of it. Initially, and I talked about this a little while ago, initially, unsurprisingly, they went to New York City. What have I told you before? New York City, by far the most important city in the United States of America, the central hub. Honestly, it's probably the most important city in the world, to be frank. Shout out to the great 710 WOR, by the way. It's important, really, really, really important. So they tried New York City. But remember, a criminal element and its hold on any given area is largely not necessarily based on the criminals themselves. It's based on how many people in the government they have bought off and on their side. When you think of New York, everyone knows about the mafia and the five families and the Colombos and Bonanos and Lucchese's and Genovese and Gambinos, and everyone knows about them, all still running New York, by the way. But what you don't realize is the power isn't necessarily Fat Tony and the gun he has in his waist. Now, that helps. The power is the officials they have paid off to not only get them out of crimes, to arrest and imprison people who might try to encroach on their territory. Colombia, yes, they did a bunch of work in New York City, but they did not find fertile ground. They moved on to Miami. Don't worry, this is all going to come into play on going on the lam here in a moment. Miami, with its proximity to Cuba and other places, Miami just became a ripe little place because it was an open town. There was no major organized crime there to crowd them out. Therefore, they got in and they started paying off all the cops and judges and everyone else, and therefore they became protected. A huge part of America's smuggling operation, well, Colombia's smuggling operation, was a man by the name of John Roberts. There were a bunch of them. Max Mermelstein, he was a big guy there. Another guy, what was his name? Mickey Monday. These are big American cocaine traffickers. Long story short, Chris, John Roberts, by the time he's done, we're getting into the 80s here and Ronald Reagan, and there's a big crackdown on drugs and the DARE program, and the feds started to heavily get involved in Miami and the drug trade, the DEA and FBI and the Coast Guard's busting ships. It's just, look, they had a nice little 10-year run where they made more money than God, and now they were all dying and going to prison. Eventually, John Roberts, he decides to go on the lam. Where does John Roberts go? Mexico, like every other chump out there, Chris. But here's the problem with going on the lam and escaping. And this is what I don't really know how to overcome or what to do. Mexico owes us. We have a very, very close relationship for obvious reasons. We share a huge border. We have huge amounts of trade that goes back and forth across the border. And we're clearly the big brother, obviously, in that relationship. So the United States government, it doesn't matter what situation you're in down in Mexico hiding out, the United States government, if they want you bad enough, they can always simply lean harder on Mexico and Mexico will give you up. I love Mexico. I'd live in Mexico in a heartbeat. I think Mexico, you know, I love the Mexican people. I love the food. I like the beaches. I love Mexico. I love the beer. But when I go on the run for crimes I'll commit in the future, when I go on the run, it can't be Mexico because then the government can lean on Mexico. I will explain going on the run further in a moment, and the trans prisoner from New Jersey who had to get transferred. I'll explain all that in a moment. First, we're going to really switch gears from going on the run and trans prisoners, and we're going to talk about sheets. Let's talk about percal sheets. Because I freaking hate sweating at night. I sweat at night in the summertime. It's so hot. I know you're sweating right now. It's hot. You know, MyPillow has percal sheets. They're summer sheets, breathable. They're cool. It has this cool, crisp feeling to them. I swear, I put these things on and they cool me off. They have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's all the good things. The bad thing is this, and I need you to hear me on this because you've been burned before. Limited time. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go now. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.